Baines, a little show and go, rumbles down the lane. Steele swings it out to the open shooter. Baines connects on the triple. Aaron Baines finding the three-point range early. Baines with a step back three. Look out, big man. That was a guard-like step back. I mean, look at the footwork. That was a good 4.5-foot step back to get behind the strike. Firing number four. Well, keep firing, big man. Keep firing. Corner three on the way for Baines, who goes boom from the corner. Rubio whips a pass, beating Baines. Straight away three. Cats it in. Baines hunting another triple and gets it. Baines, we're just doing a little bit of everything tonight.
Yeah! NBA Strayer! How you going? That's right, it's NBA Strayer. It's Monday, March 9, all day. And I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer, sometimes for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and literally whoever else wants to pay me at sweet, sweet folding stuff to make pretty words. And I'm here at Larry Armour Studios giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it. Of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball, that spud in the NBA today. He's crushing at the moment. We break down, wrap up every little bit of NBA action for you while repping Straya. Just a little bit, mate. That's what we do here. And we don't take shit too seriously. We'll leave that to the nerds. Tell you who's not a nerd. Aaron Bangers Baines. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's right. How good's that start intro bit? Because Aaron Bangers Baines went out there and just had the highest goddamn insane point total of an Aussie ever in the NBA. Pretty good. Set some records. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Out of nowhere, the refs are out there trying to ruin games, apparently. I don't know if you watched any of the games today, but that was a lot of whinging from Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. But the big thing, the Nets, they fired their coach. That's pretty cool. So, I don't know. Hope your Victorian long weekend's going all right, because I'm about to get stuck into some weekend winners and losers. And it's going to take a while. Anyway, we've got that. Got the usual dumbassery, that's on an iPhone, mate, no mate, spud of the night, pants in the evening, better than Lonzo Ball, dickhead of the weekend. Of course, there's yeah, nahs, there's the unpopular opinion of the day, and there's Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grilled take. We've also got the Australian Player Watch, as usual, and because it's Monday, there's an Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence, a pick and preview for all the games tomorrow, brought to you by playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Go there for all your betting needs. And we'll close out with a brand new Deli review, where Deli talks about his top 10 songs of the decade. Not bad. All right, big show, epic show. There's a lot going on. It's episode 424 of NBA Australia. Let's go. We're all faking.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better! Better watch out for the attack of the disgruntled Kyrie Irving if you're Kenny Atkinson. Oh boy, that's right, that's how we're going to start today's show with the daily whip around. That's how we start every show here at NBA Australia, you know that. The Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, my beloved Brooklyn Nets apparently. Just because I had season tickets for fucking 5 years and went to every single fucking game doesn't mean that I still support them. No, they did shit can Kenny Atkinson after 5 years. Well, 4.5. But anyway, according to Ian Begley of SNY, some players felt that Kenny Atkinson lost some of the locker room recently. A.K.A. Kyrie Irving and DeAndre Jordan are like, this guy fucking sucks. Fire him. That is 100% what happened. I guarantee it. With absolutely no knowledge of this situation, and I'm alleging all of this without knowing a goddamn thing, but you can bet your bottom dollar, pal, that it was Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan going, we don't like this guy, you better fucking fire him. And that's what the Nets did. Because they're cowards. We'll talk about that a bit later in the year. Nas, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't know if you watched the Lakers. The Lakers. Lakers-Bucks game on Saturday. But Giannis hurt his knee. That's right, the reigning MVP of the NBA. He's like, my knee hurts. Thing is, Giannis is a tough Greek bastard, and he's like, fuck it, I'm going to play through it. Turns out he could. He only had a minor joint capsule strain of his left knee. He's going to skip the next two games of the Bucks road trip, and he should be all right. And finally, in some other news, Lance Stephenson, Lance, make him dance, that absolute fucking lunatic. He's in talks on a potential deal to come back to Indiana. Love the Pacers. Lance loves him. He only works in two places, Indy or China. Every time he goes somewhere else, it's a shit show. But anyway, there's no agreement or decision yet. And he also needs clearance from his Chinese team. Of course, the Chinese teams are all off until at least April, thanks to the tinny virus, the old Corona tin virus, and FIBA. Those are crooked bastards. Anyway, so that's fun. On your Lance, we need him back in the NBA, so let's make that happen. All right, let's fly through all the game wraps for the weekend. A lot of games. We had 27 games over the weekend. I have no idea why. I feel like it's basically because it's the start of March Madness very soon. We've basically got conference championships in college basketball coming up. A couple of Aussies out there in the college ranks as well. We'll actually cover them heading into March Madness. Don't worry about that. We've got you. But also, with the college championships and then March Madness, I feel like this is the NBA going, all right, this is the last weekend where we can really go hammer and tongs and have a kajillion games on. And they loaded the schedule. We had Bucks, Lakers, obviously, and then we had Lakers, Clippers today. We had some other really good ones. So, yeah, good on them. Pretty smart because there was a lot of talk about stuff, and LeBron put on a show. So let's talk about that in a second. Atlanta, they lost in Washington, 118-112. San Antonio lost and absolutely got shit-pumped in Brooklyn. And then Brooklyn fired Kenny Atkinson, 139-120. Wild scenes. 126, the OKC Thunder beat the Knickerbockers of New York City, 103. Boston lost at home against Utah. Bad loss for the Celtics, 99-94. Just looked completely discombobulated. Indy beat Chicago, 108-102. Orlando beat the Minnesota T-Wolves, 132-118 in Minnesota. Miami lost to the New Orleans Pelicans in a wildly entertaining game, 110-104. Dallas smoked Memphis at home, 121-96. It's a shame because then Dallas lost today. Portland lost in Phoenix because Aaron Bangers Baines had the game of his goddamn life. 127-117. Amazing stuff there. And the Lakers, in a banner performance, 113 winners over the Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the Goodland Bucks, 103. Just a couple of MVP candidates going hammer and tongs. Not bad. Sunday's games. We had Houston losing Charlotte in embarrassing fashion, 108-99. It was 20-0. Early on in this game, Charlotte were up. Absolutely crazy. Houston, the wheels are off. Utah beat Detroit. Detroit Rock City, 111-105. Big comeback from Detroit, fell short. Denver lost in Cleveland.
Cleveland!
Because of King Dally. That's right. Matthew Dellavedova, the king of Maryborough. Just out there crushing it. Career high 14 assists. 104-102 that game was. Memphis beat Atlanta, 118-101. Philly lost in Golden State in embarrassing fashion. Shitting the bed down the stretch. And the Warriors, without Steph, without Draymond, beat the Philadelphia 76ers. Crazy. Portland lost to Sacramento at home, 111-123. And then today, a huge run of games, some of which were very fun. Brooklyn beat Chicago, 110-107. They tried their hardest to give that away. Bit of the old dead coach bounce. In a surprise twist, they started DeAndre Jordan. Gee, who saw that coming? No one. New Orleans. Oh, it had nothing to do with him not starting DeAndre. We just fired Kenny because it was a mutually ideal parting of the ways. It had nothing to do with DeAndre Jordan not starting.
DeAndre Jordan starting the next game.
Get the fuck out of here. New Orleans beat Minnesota. A lot of Lonzo passes. Lonzo actually was really good at the end of this one. 121-107. The Lakers beat the Clippers in a really, really fun game. 112-103. Lakers just sort of flexed on them in the second half of that. No worries there. The two LA teams. That would be a very, very, very fun playoff series. Especially considering the Lakers would have home court advantage for all seven games. There are a lot of Lakers fans at that one. OKC beat Boston in a nail-biter, 105-104 in Boston. Chris Paul and co. win it thanks to a German Rondo and Dennis Schroeder. Steal and layup with 8 seconds left. Amazing game. Milwaukee lost to Phoenix, 140-131 without the reigning MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. Miami beat Washington in a wild game, 189. Miami were down 84-86. They went on a 16-0 run until Isaac Bonga hit a meaningless three with like 10 seconds left. What a game. Unbelievable. Good job, Miami. Indy beat Dallas in Dallas, 112-109. A tough loss for Dallas. Houston got absolutely shit-pumped at home by Orlando. We're getting booed in their house, 126-106. San Antonio lost to Cleveland. That's right, 132-129. Amazing stuff. Detroit lost in New York City, 96-84, because Detroit, I don't know, are the worst. And Toronto Raptors won a nail-biter against the Sacramento Kings, 113-118 in Sacramento. Wildly fun game, too. Go watch that one, too. So, let's do some weekend winners and losers after all that, shall we? So we can figure out what the fuck actually happened.
Oh, my God. I won! I won! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is...
me!
Kent Brockman. Can we get a shot of me?
There you go.
There you go. In other news, tragic mix-up today in Cleveland. Many people killed. Goodbye.
Yeah, the many people killed in Cleveland might have been was it Denver and goddamn San Antonio? Absolutely crazy. So, Jimmy, are they weekend winners? Nah, we'll talk about them in losers. But, Jimmy, what? Anyway, weekend winners, obviously the Lakers. Big winners from the weekend. Two huge wins over probably the next two best teams in the NBA. Beat the Bucks, then the Clippers. Hot damn. The best bit was how LeBron just went, oh, nah, we should win these games, hey. And then just took over. And that's exactly what happened. Even at 36, he's like fucking Thanos. Snaps his fingers, he's inevitable. It's crazy. But really, really, really good showing from the Lakers, considering that their bench played like shit today, and they still beat the Clippers, no problems. The Clippers even had like... oh, actually, I'll talk about them in a second. But look, statement wins. Both of those from the Lakers. Good wins. Huge wins. Now everyone's losing their fucking mind and saying, oh, LeBron's the MVP, see? Like, you won two fucking games. Settle down. Giannis has been crushing it all year, you dickheads. Anyway, other weekend winners, the Pacers, the Indiana Pacers. Not only because they might be getting Lance make him dance back. Love Lance Stephenson. But that was a really gritty-ass win over the Mavs today. But more importantly, Victor Oladipo is out there punching Luka Doncic in the face and looking good. Scored the last 6 points of that win against the Mavs. Gave him the clamps down the stretch, which was good. The Pacers are up and down, but they've got enough time to sort of really solidify this team heading into the playoffs. And that's exactly what they're doing now, and it's the right time. You've got 6 more weeks. Get everyone's headspace right in bang together, and you'll be laughing. Good job, Pacers. Speaking of which, the Utah Jazz. It's a soft J. The Jazz, back up. They've got a couple, you know. They got Jingling Joe Ingles, the Aussie, out there crushing it. Mike Conley looks okay for a second, but they got a couple of good wins over shit teams. The Wiz, the Cavs, and the Knicks. And then back up a massive win over the Celtics with another good win on a back-to-back to get the Pistons. So very, 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 very nicely solidifying their place in the Western Conference after a big all-star swoon where they were shit for ages, lose a million home games in a row. Now they've won 5 on the trot. So go figure it out. I can't. And they actually have the longest winning streak in the NBA out of nowhere. That is fucking wild, isn't it? Yeah. Good job, Utah. The Suns are weekend winners. Why is that, Jimmy? Oh, it's because they've got Aaron Bangers Baines raining down the pain. Raining down the pain. There you go. Look, Devin Booker may have dropped 36 today. He had like 8 assists as well. But Aaron Bangers Baines dropped 37 and 16 on Saturday. Now, I was at a baby shower, which was hilarious. Nothing like tins at a baby shower. I love that. And then my cousin's bucks, bit of golf, bit of hanging out. My shoulder's fucked, so I didn't partake. The foot's fucked still too, but anyway, she'll be right. Lots of tins, and I'm like, oh shit, Bangers is going absolutely bananas. Watch it all unfold, crazy scenes. Good job, Phoenix. They get a couple of wins as well. Good on them. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they've won 3 on the trot, 8 of the last 10. The only 2 losses came to the Clips and the Bucks. Yeah, they're weekend winners. CP3's looking good. Shai Redick-Gilgeous-Alexander's looking good. They're the 5th seed at the moment because Houston is shitting the bed. Amazing. Weekend winners, the Milwaukee Bucks. But Jimmy, they just lost Giannis, didn't they? Yeah, look, that looks shit as though. It's like one of those ones where he comes down, you're like, did he sneakily like really tear an MCL and he's kind of just gritting through this game? Nope. It's literally probably the best outcome besides like not getting hurt to just have the minor joint capsule sprain, right? That's code for, oh, yeah, feels a bit off. And I'm a doctor. Detroit Pistons are winners. But, Jimmy, they've lost 4 straight and they're shit. Yep, they're the only team tanking fucking seriously. Seriously, like the Hawks, the Cavs, the Knicks, the Wolves, and even the Warriors are out there winning games. Detroit are like, nah, fuck this. We're going to run a team out there that might not win a game in the NBL. Like, holy shit. Speaking of the NBL, weekend winners, how good is my best mate Nick Kay and his Perth Wildcats? That game one in Sydney was fucking wildly entertaining. Bryce Cotton going hammer and tongs. Casper Ware couldn't get out of his own fucking way for the Kings. But I love this. NBL Finals. Good times. Anyway, the Pelicans are also weekend winners. Beat the Heat and the Wolves. Still 4 games back of Memphis, though, for the 8th seed in the playoffs. But wickedly entertaining. Lonzo's just fucking completely rejuvenated with Zion out there. Spindles Ingram's doing stuff. Zion's crushing it. There was a full court pass that Lonzo had to Zion for an alley-oop that it's like, what the fuck was that? That was incredible. Even the opposition announcers are like, what the hell was that? It was pretty great. And finally, weekend winners, the Nets. But Jimmy, they just fired Kenny Atkinson. Look, the Nets as a basketball team are weekend winners because, look, they beat the Spurs. And I'm pretty sure I never saw the Nets beat the Spurs in Brooklyn for, like, the entire 6 years I was going to Nets and Spurs games. Then they squeak out a win over Chicago, and they're back in the seventh. So that's a weekend win. But, I mean, of course, sandwich in there, they failed their coach because they're fucking cowards. So let's get into weekend losers.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners, big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser.
Loser.
Loser. Loser. That's right. Losers. The Nets, as a franchise, not just specifically as a basketball team playing, already kowtowing to fucking Kyrie Irving, that lunatic, when he's been shit for you all year as well. Have some fucking stones, Brooklyn. Sack up, back your guy, and go, Kyrie, I know that you don't think the fucking planet is round, you dipshit, but we're not firing our fucking coach because you and he don't get along. Pull your fucking head in. Every game we've played with you, you've been shit anyway. Would you fuck off? Look, come back next year, give him a shot, we'll be fine. But no, the Nets with their new owner. Fucking bend over backwards, tickle as many fucking Kyrie balls as you can, huh? All right, losers as well, the Bucks. Oh, but Jimmy, you just had them on the winners and they've still got the best record in the NBA. Yep. But they've also just lost Giannis for a couple of games. They lost to the Lakers, then got straight killed by Phoenix.
So he got straight killed.
And they're most definitely not going to win 70 games now. Tough week in Milwaukee, and I blame a very good friend of the show, Kane Pittman. I reckon ever since he got over there, it's been a bit wonky. What are you doing, Kane? The pride of Corio, Kane Pittman. Other losers, the Suns. But Jimmy, you had them on the winners as well, mate. Yeah, look, it's a bit loose this week, but they also drafted DeAndre Drummond-Ayton over Luka Doncic and signed Aaron Bangers-Baines, who's already 400 times better than DeAndre Drummond-Ayton. I don't know who she is when she's at home, but wow. The Suns are going to be sitting there going, we've got Aaron Bangers-Baines, one of the biggest weapons in the NBA, right there. Why did we waste the number one fucking pick in the NBA draft when we could have taken a generational talent named Luka Doncic to deliver the ball to Aaron Bangers-Baines with Devin Booker? We'd be unstoppable. Nah, the Suns fucked it. Screwed the pooch this time. The San Antonio Spurs are also weekend losers. They lost to Brooklyn and the Cavs on this trip east. They nearly lost to the Hornets as well on Friday, only beating them by a point. That was hilarious. Yoikes. But because of that, they're basically DUN done for the playoffs. They're now 5 games back of Memphis. And you're like, five, we could maybe do it. But the thing is, they've got the Blazers, the Pelicans, and the Kings between them and the Grizzlies in 8th. That's probably 3 too many hurdles. Especially without LaMarcus Aldridge. They've now got a massive game against the Mavs later this week, which I believe is one of the big Tuesday TNT games, maybe. I can't remember. Maybe Wednesday, ESPN, Thursday, whatever. It's a big game. It's a big national TV game. That's probably going to decide their season as well. Even then, after they play the Mavs, they then play the Nuggets. They've got Minnesota, but then they've got Memphis and the Pelicans as well. So that'll basically be it. So fascinating week in a bit for the Spurs. The Clippers are weekend losers. Yep. They lost to the Lakers. They were up 12 in bench points. They're up 9 in free throw attempts. They're up 4 on the boards, 8 in fast break points. Danny Green, Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard, and Kyle Kuzma combined for 17 points. Kawhi and Paul George had 58, and the Lakers beat them by 9. That is tough if you're the Clippers. The Celtics are weekend losers. They had that game against OKC. Gave it away to Jermaine Rondo with, 10 seconds left. Tatum barely touched rim on the game winner, but they also lost to the Jazz on Saturday. Tatum and Kemba combined to shoot 12 of 36. Marcus Smart went 9 of 28. Just brutal. Brutal, brutal in Boston at the moment. Out of nowhere, they were looking really good too, but then, I don't know, this team is wildly up and down, and it's all because of injuries. It's all because of who's playing, how they're playing. Jaylen Brown goes out. Tatum sits out. Tatum comes back. Kemba's been out. Smart misses a game. It's like, dude, can we just get a bit of consistency and they'll be fine? Maybe, but Jesus. Philly are obviously weekend losers. They lost to the G League Warriors without Curry Durant. They started Marquise Chris, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Damian Lee, Michael Mulder and Scully, and Air Canada. Yeesh, Philly, you fucking suck. Ben Simmons can't come back quick enough. The Mavs, that was a tough one. They looked good against the Pacers, then didn't hit a shot for 6 minutes. So, yeah, that's weekend losers. The Cavs, but Jimmy, they just beat the Nuggets and the Spurs. And, yep, look where they are now. They're shitting the bed in the tank race, mate. You can't win games. If you're the Cavs, it's going to fuck your draft position, you idiots. 19-45, they're only a half game up on the Hawks. They would actually be hanging on to the worst record, the second worst record in the NBA, but they went out and won those two games over the weekend. What are you doing? Cavs, you're fucking it. And finally, last two, Rockets. Wow, the worm turned on the Rockets quick, huh? It's like they finally realized Jeff Green was on their team, El Jefe, and they're like, oh, wait, fuck, he's on our team. Right, we've got to stop winning right now. They've lost four on the trot, got killed by the Magic today, and by the bloody Hornets on Saturday. That is a weekend loser if ever I found one. Like, everyone's just like, wow, this Houston thing is working out great. Including me, this time a week ago. Since then, lost four straight and look like shit. Ugh. Anyway, and final weekend loser, Kenny Atkinson. Poor bugger gets in the neck for not tickling Kyrie Irving and DeAndre Jordan's nuts enough and gets shit canned. That's a tough one for him. All right, so let's do an NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend, shall we?
That's not that nice. That's a knife.
Caris LeVert, my sweet baby carrots. He had a big triple-double against the Spurs on Friday. Incredible. 27, 11, and 10. And then his longtime mentor and coach gets shit canned. That's a tough one. So he doesn't get it. LeBron, incredible, obviously. Both those games, he went, right, try to fucking stop me, idiots. Both the next two best teams in the NBA could not. 37, 8, and 8 against the Bucks, and against the Clips, 28, 7, and 9. Just looked unstoppable at times. And also, defensively looked really good. You're like, oh shit. When he turns it on, LeBron is still one of the two best players in the NBA. Proved it pretty handily. But come on, man. This is the NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend. There's only one person who's going to win it. Aaron Bangers Baines! Are you kidding me? A career high 37 points. Not even is that... No, not only is that just a career high for Aaron Bangers Baines. That is an Australian record. 37 points. That's right. Andrew Gaze never scored 37 points in the NBA. Nor did Mark Brackey, Chris Anstey, Shane the Hammer Heel, Andy Bogut. Nope. Big Simo, Ben Simmons, Luke Schenzer, nope. Cam Bairstow. That's a nope from me, dog. Big Dave Anderson, friend of the show. Mitch Creek, nope. Paddy Thrills, Paddy Mills. He came close. He had 34 as Paddy. Dele has not. Jinglin' Joe Ingles has not. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe has not. Ryan Rowdy Brakoff didn't. Jonah Bolden didn't. I mean, Deng Adele is not. It's tough scenes, man. Tough fucking scenes. Kung Fu Thon McCur has not scored 37 points. Aussie Matisse Thybulle has not done so. King Daly? Nope. Pretty amazing. Isaac Humphries? He didn't. Nope. So, what do you reckon? Aaron Bangers Baines, 37 points. 16 bloody rebounds. Most ever points by an Aussie. Most threes ever made by an Aussie. Most threes ever made by a big man. That's right, he's literally the biggest bloke to hit nine threes in a game in the NBA. Aaron Bangers Baines, that is the NBA Australia approved performance of the night. We might talk about it again later. What about Old Mate No Mates for the weekend, though?
Old Mate No Mates.
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 Who's got No Mates today? Kenny Atkinson, obviously. One of the big common refrains coming from the Nets firing Kenny Atkinson is like, do you think if Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving didn't want Kenny Atkinson to be fired, he'd still be the coach? He's like, well, of course. So, yeah, Kenny's like, right, well, fucking these dickheads didn't want me around, so I'm off. There you go. Also, old mate, no mates, Luka Doncic kept copping into the head today against the Pacers.
Don't know if you watched this, but he got punched in the mouth by Victor Oladipo. Got kneed in the face. Edwards Bernie Sumner went flying over the top of Luka, basically knees him in the fucking noggin, and the ref's like, oh, yeah, just a foul. It's like you got kneed in the head. It's like a flying knee. It's not MMA. Luka had 36, 10, and 8, and basically none of those got checked for flagrants, and he was fucking antsy at the refs after. So good call, Luka. Refs are making him work for that, apparently. Bit weird, but anyway, there you go. What about Spud of the Weekend?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Who's the Spud of the Night?
The Extreme Zingameal.
That's right, the Extreme Zingameal. Kristaps Porzingis went 1 of 13 going into the fourth quarter. Ends up 3 of 17 in the loss to the Indiana Pacers today. He went 0 of 5 from downtown. Jesus. Nikola Jokic in that loss for the Nuggets against the Cavs. 4 of 11 shooting, 8 points. Jesus. 8 assists, 8 rebounds, 4 turnovers. Rui Hachimura for the Washington Wizards, the Japanese rookie. He's a bit of a gun, but he went 0 of 6 against Atlanta, then backed it up going 0 of 8 today against the Miami Heat. Absolutely crazy. Speaking of Spud Young guys, Kevin Knoxy Knox, 1 of 7 in 12 minutes against OKC for the New York Knickerbockers the other day. Larry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen. The big Finn, the finisher. 1 of 10 shooting against Indy for the Chicago Bulls the other day too. 0 of 5 from downtown for him. D'Angelo Russell went 2 of 14 against Orlando in their the Wolves' loss. Pretty amazing. Donovan Mitchell went 3 of 15 against Boston, but Utah got the win there, so that's all right. DeJounte Murray went 3 of 16 against Brooklyn. Loss. Bang. But I really, really enjoyed Mook Morris today for the Clippers. Talks a lot of shit about LeBron and the Lakers, does Mook Morris, and then dropped an epic fucking wet fart of a game. 0 of 9 in 29 minutes. Thanks for coming, Mook. Do you reckon he and Keith swap places? Doesn't sound like it. 1 of 10 shooting for Jordan McRae as well for Detroit Basketball Rock City against the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City today. But also, finally, Spud of the Night, an extra special one, Luke Walton. But Jimmy, he's a coach. Yep, he didn't have Buddy Hield out there. Down 3, needing a 3, because you're down 3 with fuck all time remaining to hit a 3 to tie it back up. He didn't have a bloke who shoots over 40% from downtown. And who's the fucking 3-point champion out there on the fucking floor? Luke Walton, you absolute spud. What are you doing? I know your dad's a legend, but you're a shit coach. Panting of the weekend. Houston lost to both Charlotte and Orlando. That's a massive pantsing. The Rockets in the first half, they got hit with 3 techs in the final minute of the first half, shot over 11 heading into the break. They were down 25 points to the Orlando Magic, and their own fans in the Toyota Center there in Houston were booing them. Now that's a fucking pantsing. Kemba Walker dribbled back to his own corner today. Was stripped by German Rondo Dennis Schröder. So Kemba's like, oh, they're going to foul me. We're up 1. There's not much time left. Dennis Schröder goes, nope, here comes the Blitzkrieg. Blitzkrieging Schröder. Here we go. And gets the steal from Kemba, lays it in for the go-ahead bucket. OKC win. Kemba's like, what the fuck just happened? Kemba got Blitzkrieg. Tough scenes. He definitely got pants. That's definitely like the... You see, there you go, the nerd in class finally dacked the jock. I think that one might be. What about better than Lonzo Ball for the weekend, though?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody, and he is at the moment. Lonzo is on an absolute tear against the Wolves. He had 18, 5, and 8, and then 16, 9, and 8 against the Heat the other day. He's gone 4 of 8 from downtown and 3 of 7, so he is fucking crushing it and played really, really well against the Wolves. Who is better than Lonzo then? PJ Hamilton-Washington for the Hornets. 22 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists against Houston. He went 8 of 11 shooting. That's pretty bloody good. The sex man, Colin Sexton, 26, 6 and 5 today. Oh, no, 26 today. He had 7 turnovers. The other one was against the Nuggets, 26, 6 and 5. He is a gun. I love me some Colin Sexton, the sex man. Ja Morant against Atlanta went hammer and tongs. 24 points, 8 of 12 from the floor, including 4 of 4 from deep. Yeesh. 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals and a block. He's a gun. And Bogdan Bogdanovic, the Serbian one, not Croatian. Hello. 27-5-8. That's 8 assists, 7-11 from downtown, 10-15 shooting overall. Good job for the Sacramento King. All of them better than Lonzo Ball. But at the same time, it's a bit tough because Lonzo's been awesome. So, look, you know me. I like to shit on Lonzo Ball, but when he's good, you got to give him his due. And he's been amazing. So when I say give him his due, I'm not going to give him my buddy Jake Goldman. I'm saying just going to give him his props. Come on, man. Settle down. Dickhead of the weekend.
Dickhead of the week.
And speaking of racist dumb shit, the fuckwit who yelled shit in Greek to Giannis and his brother. That was pretty funny. Just say that. He's like, in Greek, it like roughly translated to like stop sucking like, you know, schlongs and bending over and taking it. And both Giannis and his brother came running over. I was like, what the fuck did you just say, you dickhead? And the dude shit himself. That was pretty good. But also, Steve Javy, the old former ref. Go fuck yourself, Steve. What happens? He got into an argument basically on air with Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson going, you can't stare at somebody. And Mark Jackson is Jeff Van Gundy like, what are you fucking talking about, Steve? Get the fuck. I mean, Steve Javy's argument as a ref, as a bloke who's still very heavily involved in the reffing side of the NBA, his point seemed to be, oh, you can't stare at somebody because this is why there's not fights in the NBA anymore. What? That's not the reason there's not fights in the NBA, Steve, you fucking idiot. I mean, oh, so his point was, what happens if you let a guy stare at somebody too long? Oh, no, if you stare at another guy, not even too long. What happens if you let a guy stare at another guy? Fucking hell, Steve. I don't know. They're grown adults. Maybe they'll keep fucking competing. Maybe they'll kiss. I don't fucking know, Steve. But if you keep giving them fucking technicals for looking at each other, no one's going to watch this fucking game because your refs are ruining it. You fucking moron. And then he's like, oh, the sliding scale, though, of like, what happens if you let him say two words? Is it then three words? I don't know. Where do you draw the line, Steve? You tell them. You're the ref. You say, all right, fellas, that's enough fucking around anymore and you'll get a tech. Pull your fucking heads in, refs. And for Steve Javy to be out there fucking throwing his dick around going, no, this is why there's not fights. No. Shitty technicals aren't why there's not fights. It's people going, I don't want to fight. That's the reason why there's no fucking fights. Steve Javy, you're the dickhead of the weekend. And so is that idiot who yelled shit at Greek in Giannis and his brother. All right, yeah, Nas, after this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. That Steve Javy thing really got me fucking heated. It was funny to hear Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson go, Steve, what are you fucking talking about? It was great. All right, this is Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, the big one, did Kenny Atkinson deserve to get shit canned? Yeah, nah. Nah, come on. Of course he didn't. He took a team in the absolute doldrums with no fucking like half-decent prospects for the next 5 years, got them to the playoffs within 3.5 years. And then, after getting to the playoffs, what, 3/4 of a season later, he's fucking shit canned? While the two superstars that he has on this roster are on the bench, one with an Achilles tear and one who's just gone and had some surgery for his shoulder and sat out the rest of the year and is a fucking lunatic anyway. Yeah, I don't think he deserved to get shit canned. But was it inevitable? Yeah, nah, look, probably yeah. When you get two giant superstars the size of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving basically parachuting into your franchise and you're like the coach who's helped develop a young, hungry team into like a fun, running gun, supportive environment, kind of culture-driven team. And then you get two crazy, and not to use the phrase like, you know, in a pejorative kind of sense, but egomaniacs. But I mean, they kind of are, like Kevin Durant and Kyrie have to be. And they love the spotlight. That's what they are all about. You parachute those dudes in. Yeah, the coach is probably going to get in the neck at some point. So it was inevitable. Probably shouldn't have happened this soon. So, should it have been inevitable? Yeah, nah. I don't know if it should have been inevitable. I feel like the Nets should have probably had his back a bunch more and actually sort of stepped up for him and went, no, look, we're going to ride this out for at least a couple of years. Kyrie, Kevin, Pull your fucking heads in. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be as open and communicative as we possibly can as a team. And if you've got any fucking problems, we're going to talk about it like grown-ups. We're not going to bitch and moan and then get fucking Kenny fired. So, speaking of which, was it, do you reckon, amicable? A mutual parting of the ways? Yeah, nah, come on, get the fuck out of here. Sean Marks said, this is a decision that wasn't even about Kevin, Kyrie, Karras, Joe, Spencer, Jared Allen. This was a decision Kenny, myself, and ownership came up with, and the players were all told this morning ahead of the release. That actually just screams of ownership getting scared because Kyrie went to him and said he didn't like the coach, and DeAndre Jordan agreed, and the owner getting fucking scared and making Sean Marks eat shit and fire the guy that Sean Marks fucking hired when he took over. So this is, you know what this also fucking screams? It screams Sean Marks eventually getting in the fucking neck from ownership because he basically, you know, was the guy out there sitting there going, right, what do I do? You know, I'm the guy in charge. Ownership goes, well, maybe we need to have another voice. It's like, well, fuck, really? Just keep an eye on that. Next up, finally, do you believe LeBron when he says, ah, man, MVPs don't mean shit to me. It's all about winning. Yeah, nah, not for a fucking second. So that happened, was it Monday? It was after, today's Monday, Jimmy. Jesus, Saturday, after the Lakers-Bucks. He's talking, nah, man, I don't care about MVPs. I'm just here for team success and to win games and just want to do that. Yeah, fuck that, nah. LeBron knows when the MVP narrative picks up steam. Why do you think he showed out so fucking massively in both that Bucks and Clippers games? He knows that if he plays pretty bloody well for the next 4 to 5 weeks, he could steal an MVP. And he's like, oh shit, I feel pretty good. Let's fucking go. You know, that's exactly what happened. So don't pretend otherwise, LeBron, that you're not sitting there going, ooh, how many MVPs does MJ have? 6? Oh, I wonder if I can catch that. Let's give it a shot. What do you reckon? So... fascinating stuff either way. What else? Oh, yeah. Is Luke Walton a good coach? Yeah, nah. Can you believe that he needed 3 points and he didn't even have fucking Buddy Hield out there on the floor? What an absolute giant fucking spud. That is crazy, isn't it? Oh, boy. Dan Drosher also messaged the other day saying, is the one thing Boston missing? A. Baines, a big man who can hit the 3 lay cement screens and drop 37. Yeah. Sucks to be Boston. Unpopular opinion of the day, however.
Now look at me, please.
Look at me. Now, in terms of the Kenny Atkinson firing, I don't actually mind firing a coach, even if you are going to the playoffs, right? Like, if you've made a decision to move on, fucking rip the Band-Aid off and just do it. Like, it's not going to make a difference if Kenny oversees a first-round sweep on Milwaukee or Toronto, right? Like, it's not going to matter. This gives them a chance now to see what a change in voice can do, I guess, with the roster. Give them a head start on finding a new coach. It's distasteful or whatever, but it's also fine. And it's what you should do if you're a smart franchise. You don't hang on. I just don't know if it's a great... Look, I've been as dubious about Kenny's late-game decision-making as anybody. And if you listen to this show often, you know that. But I do think he's a very, very good developmental coach. And I do feel like he would have been very, very good for Kyrie and Kevin Durant for at least for them to hear a different voice to maybe tackle the way they play basketball. So, just saying. All right, and finally, Outback Takehouse. It's Monday at Outback, and you know what that means? That's right, Davo hit another fucking emu in his rodeo. So, up on that specials board, Alice Springs Chicken, only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is, the Nets fired Kenny Atkinson because he once said to Kyrie Irving that he enjoyed traveling the globe. Only at Outback. Nah, but it was 100% that he wasn't starting DeAndre Jordan. Anyway, and also, yeah, everybody who's spruking LeBron for MVP, they're all on his payroll. Jay Williams just wants a spot in Space Jam 3. I'm just saying. All right, let's do the Australian Player Watch right after this.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Oh, right, Australian Player Watch. Aussie Matisse Thybul for the old Matty the Bull. Aussie Matisse. And that embarrassing loss for the Philadelphia 76ers. Lost to Golden State. Played 17 minutes, though, did Aussie Matisse. He was a plus 6. That wasn't his fault. 5 points, 3 assists, and a rebound. Jingling Joe Ingles for the Utah Jazz in that win over Boston. Big win for the Jazz. 9 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Jingle had a good one. Went 3-6 from downtown as well. 3-7 overall. And in the win versus Detroit and Kung Fu Thon McCur today, 26, not today, yesterday, 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Filling up the stat sheet. Didn't take many. He went 2 of 3 from the floor. Only 1 3, and he missed that one. So good job, Jingles. Oh, but obviously, Dante Exum still out with his sprained ankle. In his place, you got to really feel for Dante Exum. Without Darius Garland, King Dele is starting these games for the Cavs. It's fucking great for Dele, but you also feel like, oh man, just imagine if Dante got this run. What could he be doing? Anyway, doesn't matter because King Dele is out there playing for a fucking contract for next year. And in the win over the Nuggets, a career high, 14 assists. He started, they get the win. He plays 31 minutes, scored 7 points, went 3 of 4 from the floor, 1 of 2 from downtown, 6 rebounds and a steal. 14 assists to 4 turnovers. What an absolute legend. They get the big win too. And then looked awesome today against the Spurs as well. Started, this went to overtime. So Dele played 45 minutes. They've got no one healthy on the Cavs. He had 14 points and 11 assists. He backs up a 14-assist career-high game with 14 and 11. Awesome. Didn't shoot great in this one. 3 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 6 from downtown. But did go 6 of 7 from the charity stripe. He had a steal as well and only 4 turnovers again. Amazing stuff from King Dele. What a run. Patty Mills, Patty Thrills. Back-to-back 7-point games against Brooklyn and the Cavs. 3 rebounds and a block against the Nets. 2 assists and a steal against the Cavs today. Kung Fu Thon McCur, the big Kung Fu Thon himself, lost to the Jazz. 0 points, 1 assist, 3 fouls. Yeah, not a good game. Not a banner game for Thon. 0 of 3 shooting. And then the loss to the Knicks today. Played 28 minutes off the bench. 3 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, a block and 3 steals. 1 of 5 shooting. So 3 steals and a block. Pretty good defensively, but you know, otherwise not great. And obviously Aaron Bangers Baines, last but definitely not least. He is all of Australia. 37 points against Portland, 12 of 23 from the floor, 9 of 14 from downtown. 16 rebounds. Absolutely bloody crazy. 24 points against Milwaukee today as well. 7 rebounds, an assist and a block, 8 of 16 shooting. He also hit another 4 of 11 from 3 today. So that leads us very nicely into Monday's award, where we give away the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence, doesn't it? So let's do that.
Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba.
All right, keep clapping it up. Keep clapping it up because it is Aaron Bangers Baines. That's right. It couldn't be anybody else. Couldn't be anybody else. One thing I forgot to mention at the very top of the show is that, you know, it kind of fits for an Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award as well. The Aussie Women's T20 World Cup champs. That was fucking gross. 86,000 people at the G last night. Good stuff. And the Aussie Women absolutely smoked the Indians. Good stuff. Anyway, but Bangers, I mean, this has to be Aaron Bangers Baines. What an absolute show of excellence he had against the Portland Trailblazers. So not only sets a career high 37 points, amazing stuff, but just, you know, throws in the old 16 rebounds. Like it's no thing. He's just out here going, oh yeah, it's pretty good. His career high rebounds is 17, so he came very close. But 37 points, a new high for an Aussie. Kyrie Irving can go fuck himself and so can his 51, but the way Bangers did it, it was just absolutely, it was literally excellent because he went 5 of 5 from downtown in the first quarter. At 19 points in the first quarter. Ends up with 37. Barely misses the rest of the way. As I said, 12 of 23 from the floor. 9 of 14 from downtown. This is a 7-foot, you know, human brick shit house. Dropping bombs from the outside like it ain't no thing. 1 assist, 2 blocks and a steal. Amazing stuff from Aaron Bangers Baines. An incredible game. An incredible showing. A new high for an Aussie. He's top Big Simo, Ben Simmons, Patty Thrills. Now, the ball is in Jingles court to go for a 50-piece. But also, I love that now Aaron Bangers Baines, he and Channing Frye are now the tallest blokes to make 9 or more 3-pointers in an NBA game ever. Now, if that's not excellent, I don't know what the fuck is. So, good job, Bangers. Incredible stuff. And absolutely losing it. It was so goddamn good. It was also a career-high minutes played that he played against the Blazers, too. 36. So pretty bloody good. All right. That's the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence this week. Aaron Bangers Baines, 37 points, 16 rebounds, absolutely crushed it. New career high, new Aussie high in the NBA. Amazing stuff. I don't want to start crying, but I might come close. All right, nice one. All right, let's do the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in / inspiration board. Let's do that. Patty Mills, what's he got to say? Has he got anything else on? We had some good ones at the end of last week from... There we go, Patty Mills. Thinking of your family and my and friends, Big Dog. Hope your country can stay strong. Hope you're feeling better also. # Let's Go Spurs. That's him retweeting Marco Bellinelli, talking about Italy and how it's going through the coronavirus and stuff, and how his family and friends are living through some pretty tough situations. So good stuff, Marco. Good stuff, Patty. What an inspiration he is, even to his mates. But look, I want to give the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in inspiration board to Dally this week. Because he's had a great little back and forth with Kevin Love. He retweeted the amazing NBA one of Aaron Bangers Baines' career high. Said, yeah, Aaron Baines, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. Dylan Windler also tweeted out, classic backdoor, Matthew Daly, can confirm I called it. Good call, great play, said Daly with a thumbs up emoji, retweeted that. And then there was a great one where he reposted Kevin Love, career high 14 assists for Daly in a big three ball down the stretch. Flex emoji, flex emoji, flex emoji. Stray flag, stray flag, stray flag. On Instagram. Beautiful stuff. Deli then said, big win. Need to work on a celebration though, Kevin Love. Is it fist bump or high five? Shake or high five? # repost. And then Deli gets the win today. Tweets out another win. Another opportunity to get the celebration right at Kevin Love. It's Deli with his hands up in the air and Kevin Love with his arms out sideways. They're clearly fucking it up again. Amazing stuff. It's pretty good. All right, let's do the game previews for tomorrow.
Game previews. Game previews.
Thanks, inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem. How'd you go on the weekend?
Yep, had a good weekend. Rip snorter. And we didn't go too great in our picks. So what do we go? We went, 11 of 27. Jesus Christ, that is fucking brutal. So we went 3 of 10 on Saturday, 2 of 6 on Sunday, 6 of 11 today, though. So... that makes it, 11 of 27 for the weekend, which puts us at, for the year, 490 and 871. So, you know, still doing all right. Pretty good. Tomorrow, we've only got 3 games. Can you believe that? It's going to be a quiet one. Well, it's just as well. We're going to have a late show tomorrow because I've got the squid all day to do that tomorrow as well. But we do have Charlotte at Atlanta. I'm going to take the Hawks -4.5 in this one. Look, Atlanta out of a shit show. Charlotte on the road, just bad. So give me Atlanta -4.5. Toronto take on Utah in Utah. Tough one for the Raptors on a back-to-back. I think I'll take the Jazz, especially at home. Raptors on a back-to-back, tough one. So give me the Jazz -4. And finally, the Bucks versus the Nuggets. Nuggets, 3.5-point favorites at home against the traveling Bucks without Giannis. Look, I kind of want to go Denver at home. Bucks... just getting killed by Phoenix. Tough scenes. You kind of have to go Denver, don't you? I don't want to go 3 favorites and 3 home favorites, but those 3 games feel very, very home favorite-y. Charlotte, not as good as... well, look, Charlotte and Atlanta are just as bad as each other. But Atlanta do have much more of a scope for kicking the shit out of bad teams, and they do that on the odd occasion. So give me Atlanta -4.5. Jazz -4 over the Raptors, who will be a bit tired. Might even rest one or two of their guys on a back-to-back, traveling on a West Coast trip. And the Nuggets hosting a Bucks team without the MVP. Give me the Nugs, -3.5. Awesome. And there you go. Done for today. We are back tomorrow, as mentioned. Might be a bit of a late one tomorrow. Never know. Only 3 games, though, so maybe you might have a guest spot with the squid. So here we go. Anyway, make sure you're following NBA Store on Twitter, Facey, Instagram. We are going to have video at some point, I think this week. Should be good. Anyway, we'll be over socials all the time. You know that. Get around NBAAustralia.com. Check us a rating and review on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Google Play, whatever app you use on your Android phone. What is there? Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. If you can rate, if you can review, it really does help out. So fucking do it, would ya? Don't be a dick. Come on. Anyway, big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their debut album, Running Out of Time, is out now. And also big thanks to Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinator, Gold Mines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout NBA Australia, give them all a smash on Bandcamp, Facey, Triple J Unearthed. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. All right, we're going to close out today's show with a really quick Dally review as Dally reviews his top 10 songs of the decade. And we'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would ya? And later, hosen. Oi, oi, oi. How the fuck are you? Is it your mate Dally over here just swinging by for my latest take on pop culture, eh? And I've got to tell ya, I'm a bit rooted. I've been flying heaps of late for my calves because, like, no prick's fucking healthy apart from old Dally over here. Even my best mate Donny, he's still hanging out in our guest house sitting on the couch watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air all the fucking time. Come on, Donny. Get healthy, you dickhead. Anyway, but it's been pretty good for me, mate, because I've got to put up all these stats and shit, eh? I've got to get that bag for next year, I reckon. Oh, yeah. But anyway, I really reckon my performances are mostly down to what I've been up to the last week, eh? Seriously, I've been super pumped up because I'm trying to figure out my top 10 songs for the last decade for the Triple J Hottest 100 out of the decade, eh? And I've got to tell you, it's fucking hard as, mate. Like, I had a short list of about 400 and then I got it down to 10. Fucking hell. And mine is all full of bangers too. So that's what's been inspiring me to play above and beyond because they're all such ripper Aussie tunes. So, right, let's have a look at these top 10. What do you got there, Dally? Alright, so I've written down Amy Shark. Fucking love Amy Shark. Adore you. Fucking adore ya. Yeah, there you go. Gotcha. I love that bloke. Somebody I used to know. Nice one. And then there's Angus and Julie Stone. Going home on a big jet plane. Yeah, not bad. It's a good one too. Oh, she's a Kiwi, but Lord, Royals. It's fucking, we're all Royals and shit. Yeah, it's a good one. Courtney Barnett. It's the one where she's dressed up as a clown. Yeah, it's a good one. Then there's fucking Flume. I've got that one. Oh, I'll never be like you. That's a fucking banger, isn't it? Fucking Flume. And then there's like 1955 by Hilltop Hoods. Fucking love Hilltop. I'm not even from Adelaide, and they're fucking sick as. Then there's Dance Monkey by Tones and I. That fucking song is sick. I love Dance Monkey. Tones is sick as. Violent Soho. I fucking love Violent Soho. Hell, fuck, yeah. Fucking tune. And finally, Hoops by the Rubens. If nothing pumps you up to play Hoops like a song like fucking called Hoops, mate, what are you talking about? So, there you go. What do you reckon about Dally's top 10? I reckon it's fucking bang on, mate. Top that, everyone. I gave my list 10 out of 10s Dally ones, I reckon. Nice one. That's a great fucking list, mate. That list is better than my career high the other night. That is the LeBron James of lists, and I should know because he's my mate. So, fucking A. All right, there you go. I might even do a Spotify playlist for you if you're lucky. But yeah, there you go. So I hope you all vote in the Triple J Hottest 100 of the decade and shit because fucking Dally did tell you what. All right. Anyway, so that's it for this week. Hopefully I can keep my run of good games going and I'll catch us next week. Later, fuckers. Dally out.